From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Puerto Rico protesters to defy the U.S. Navy and return to base on Vieques. Vincentian government spokesman criticizes striking prison officers, and in his first public comments on match fixing, Sir Vivian Richards says he suspected that all wasn't right as far back as the 1970s. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The head of Puerto Rico's pro-independence party, Ruben Berrios, says he'll defy the U.S. Navy and set foot on their installation on Vieques Island. There, he'll continue his protests against bombing practice there. It was he who first occupied the U.S. bombing range following the death of a civilian who was killed by a stray bomb last year. That 12-month standoff came to an abrupt end last week when the U.S. Navy peacefully arrested and removed protesters. He'll be returning this afternoon, and he will be arrested. Fernando Martin is another senator and the deputy head of the pro-independence party.
He will be defying a new regulation approved by the President of the United States, making it a crime punishable with up to 10 years in prison for penetrating the range. So he will be arriving in Vieques today, and he will be planning at what time and in which way he will be entering the range. He has made that public. That is his commitment. So presumably in the very, very near future, Ruben will...